Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Clayton Kershaw, fantastic. Fantastic last night. Look, it wasn't an all-time great performance, but it was a very good performance. It was just what the doctor ordered. He goes six innings.
He had eight strikeouts. Yeah, yep. He did fine.
Six full innings, one earned run, two hits, eight Ks, all of them swinging, and just one walk. They took him out. He was looking good through six. They got him out of there. Obviously had the big lead. What were they up, 8-1?
Right. At that point, yep, what would that's you, the right what, move.
I hear you. I certainly can't.
It's just the right move. He pitched great. You don't want him to have a sloppy inning or, you know what I mean, leave out not feeling good about himself. The game is in hand. And, Chris, if your bullpen can't hold that, you're not winning the World Series anyway.
Yeah. Nah, I hear you. And so the thing is this. Now, and we know all about his postseason struggles, now a lot of people are saying that, stop it. We don't want to hear anymore about Clayton Kershaw can't get it done.
No, I don't know about really already.
Hey, that's what they're saying. What was the somebody who was it, Rob G, that said, I don't want to hear anything about Kershaw can't pitch in October now? There was some quote to that effect. So, yeah, people are saying it's over. The postseason, you know, demons are gone. That's behind him. He's erased all that. He's redeemed himself. Your thoughts?
I'm not buying that. It's not like he hasn't pitched any good games in the postseason in his career. He's pitched well in some games, Chris.
Yep.
But he's also had stinkers in 2017. This is the one that hurts. And this is the one I was most critical about Clayton Kershaw. He pitched great in game one. The series in 2017 against the Astros, Chris, the series was tied 2-2. Game five was in Houston. The Dodgers gave him a 3-0 lead, and he gave it up. The next inning, the Dodgers gave him another three or four runs, Chris, and he gave it up. You're supposed to win a game five with your ace on the mound, spotted three runs, and they did it twice, and he gave them up. And that was the game. That was the reason why the Dodgers lost. Because after that, Chris, with your ace on the mound, three-run lead, if they win that, they're up 3-2, come back to L.A., and the last two games are at Dodgers Stadium. You win a World Series. That's the game your ace is supposed to win.
Nah, you're right on the money. And as you know, I mean, we're pulling for Clayton. Well, you know, we'd love to see him erase these demons as much as anybody. He's obviously an all-time great pitcher in the regular season. But I got to add on to what you said, Rob. Before you go ahead and become a prisoner of the moment, people were saying the same thing after his first four starts in 2017 in the playoffs. 2017, here's his first four starts. In 2017 and 2020, 2017, 3-0 through four starts. 2020, 3-1. ERA in 2017, 2.96 first four starts. 2020, 2.88. Strikeouts in 2017 to walks. 27 Ks, 5 walks. This year, 31 Ks, 3 walks. Opponent's batting average in 2017 through his first four postseason starts, 174. This year, 200. And obviously, like you said, he fell apart. And so I'm not predicting he's going to collapse again, but slow down. And here's the thing, Rob, this is not enough. As good as he was last night, you got to do more. You mentioned it. You mentioned a few of the gaffes. This is not enough to completely erase it. And I'll say it like this. Let's say the Dodgers sweep the Rays in four. I don't think that'll happen, but let's say they sweep them in four and we never see Kershaw on the mound again. Yes, we're going to say he pitched a really great game in game one, but that's not going to become his postseason reputation. It helps, but you're still going to have those other issues. He needs another good game and maybe another one. You know, he's got to be great throughout very good throughout this entire series, and they got to win to fully erase those demons.
No doubt about it. It's just too quick to say it's a done deal. Okay, he's good to go. Right. I think if it was like he pitches game five and the Dodgers are up 3-1, Chris, and he's on the mound and he pitches a gem and they clinch it and win the World Series and he had two great starts against the Rays, then people will say right. He did it.
Absolutely.
He finally produced in the big moments. And people wouldn't look at him. You know what I mean? Could yep. change the way that they look at him. But to prematurely think it's a done deal and he's good to go, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's way, way premature.
No, totally. And he was great though. You know, he had all of his pitches working for him, and he gave Dave Roberts just what he asked for. Remember, Roberts said we need him to go deep. I mean, nowadays, six full innings is deep. And he did that. Roberts wanted to save the bullpen, get them kind of back on a normal schedule. They had obviously been stretched in that seven-game series in the championship round. But he did it. But like you said, he's got to deliver more. There's just no way it's like LeBron, you know, we talk about whether it was the Dallas series or just some of his finals losses. Having one great game in the finals, I know it's different for a pitcher who doesn't, you don't see him every game. But even for LeBron, like playing great in the finals, like say, and we've seen it. I mean, he's been great in every finals other than Dallas. But even though he was great in some of these finals, if they lost, it didn't remove the sting. You know what I mean?
No,
of some of the previous losses. And he's got to win. And it's for Kershaw. He's got to pitch well. I would say, look, they certainly need to win for him to fully be exonerated. But I would even argue, let's say he pitches terrifically in three outings. Say, I don't think this would happen. If he goes three games, he's going to end up pitching in game seven. But let's say somehow he pitched great in, you know, two games. Let's say his next game, game five, he even throws a one-hitter, a no-no, or shutout through seven or whatever. And they lost the series? It wouldn't, even though he was great, it would help him, but it wouldn't fully exonerate him.
Not at all, because it's still the bottom line is still about the Dodgers having to win and him having something to do with it. That's right. Really what it's about. And that's what he needs in order to shake the stink, Chris, because pitching well and them not winning is not going to shake that. You have a pitcher of our generation, a guy who's been unbelievable, has the best ERA and whip of any pitcher in the live ball era who's pitched more than 1,000 innings as a starter. So that he has all that. He needs to win a World Series.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This made me chuckle. I don't claim to have any inside information on this. I haven't talked to anybody about it, but I just find it laughable. All right, The Athletic did a nice piece where they talked to agents, anonymously, of course, and had them address various topics. And at one portion of the story, they asked the agents to identify the highest profile player that they expect to change teams. One agent, Rob, said Kawhi Leonard, and he added this quote, "I heard the Clippers are going to break that roster up." Rob, they may indeed make some moves. But I would be gobsmacked if they moved Kawhi Leonard. Now, unless, and I get it. Look, there were issues. He lived in San Diego, took the helicopter to games and practices, was late for some flights. Obviously, there's the load management. But unless he is just really causing major problems, there is no way they are trading Kawhi Leonard. Absolutely no way.
I think that that is thrown out there. He's a big name. That's going to get some people interested. I'm not saying that the Athletic made it up.
No, some agent said it.
For an agent, I'm just saying. No, no, no. That's what I'm saying. An agent throwing it out there. But I'm with you. I don't believe that that's the route you take. Let's not say, Chris, they were supposed to go to the NBA Finals and they were the A seed instead of the 2 seed. They were supposed to win and they got knocked out in the first round, or they got swept by the Denver Nuggets. No, they were up 3-1. They were where they were supposed to be. Let's just be honest. Am I right, Chris? Were they not where they were supposed to be? They didn't close the deal, but that doesn't mean you're going to get rid of. People have come back from bad situations and won again. We've talked about it. You've talked about it. You brought it up about LeBron, the first year in Miami. They lose to a bad Dallas Mavericks team compared to where they were. Did they go and say, oh, my God, let's get rid of Chris Bosh. Let's get rid of Dwayne Wade. This isn't going to work. No.
That's crazy.
Doesn't even make any sense. That story makes no sense.
And here's the deal, too, Rob. First of all, who's better than Kawhi? Or arguably, because you can argue he's better than just about anybody. I think LeBron's still the best player in the world. But LeBron's older, so let's take him off the table. Who's better that you would trade him for? Anthony Davis. Would the Lakers do that? No.
No. Kevin Durant. That ain't happening.
Right. Brooklyn wouldn't do that. Giannis.
That ain't happening.
No. And here's the deal, too. Kawhi's only got 1 year left on his deal. If he was traded to a place he didn't want to go, first of all, he can leave there after a year. And secondly, that team would not give up anything of value for him because they'd be like, well, he might leave after a year. And here's the other thing. Look, he's 29 years old and he's from L.A. He wanted to be in L.A. I don't think he's going anywhere, Rob, after this year. I mean, you know, and I'm not even talking about losing in the playoffs. I'm saying barring some major, you know, unforeseen disaster, he wanted to be in L.A. Why would he leave? He's already been on three teams. Three teams is enough for a star, right? A superstar. You don't need to go to more than that.
And think about this. This is the other part, too. You gotta be honest with this. He had two options, Chris. He had Easy Street with the Lakers, right? Anthony Davis and LeBron. He had Easy Street offered to him. They had the money. It was on the table, right? And he decided to go with a team that's never won anything and his second fiddle in L.A. and all the other stuff. So that doesn't make any sense that he would be ready to just go like, okay, well, it didn't work the first year. I'm out of here. Or get me out of here. None of that makes any sense to me.
Not at all.
He chose to come to the Clippers, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he play well in the end? No, he didn't play well at the end.
Well, he was great throughout the whole season. Right. Yeah, he didn't deliver in the end, no question.
He didn't finish the job, that's all.
And this just doesn't make any sense at all. And look, if he – I'm sure they're trying to talk to him about the load management. If he is just adamant, I can't play more than 60 games in a year, whatever. And here's the thing, though. He can. Because, Rob, we saw him in the bubble. You're playing every other day. And he was great. And the reason he fell apart, now, he did look tired at times. So he just got to get in better shape.
But he didn't look
like he had any knee problems. You know what I mean? Like he was limping or.
You remember we were talking about his.
And I hope he's not raising Kane about, I can't. I got to load manage. That would upset me if I'm the Clippers. But still, I would still go another year with him and try it out.
And you remember how he started off the first nine games. They were equal to Michael Jordan. Nobody, he had played so well. You're talking about it, playing every other day, right? And he had put up numbers, yeah,
right,
big time.
Right.
So he was playing well.
Look, the changes I expect them to make, maybe to the, you know, some of the role players, I don't think they'll, I don't think they're like, we got to get rid of Paul George. But yeah, if they could get a better player for him, would they do it? If they could get a Bradley Beal, which they can't, for him, you know, it'd have to be some type of maybe three-team deal or something else thrown in there. But I other than, you know, a better player for Paul George that they can get, I see them having Kawhi and PG for next season and then maybe retooling a few of the role players. But look, you got a new coach in there, Ty Lue. He knows what the problems were. Yeah, I think all this talk about totally destroying the team is different. Is just off.
And Chris, he wouldn't be coach if Kawhi and those guys had an issue with them. You know that, right?
And they said they asked him. You know,
they wanted him. So exactly.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. At the bottom of the hour, we got Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion, friend of the show,
Greg
and Fox
Jennings.
NFL analyst coming up. Also, bodybuilder supreme. So we will get into all things NFL with him. The World Series Game 2, Dodgers up 1-0 after a great performance last night by Clayton Kershaw.
Did I tell you, as well as
stellar performances by Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. You like Tampa Bay tonight?
I really do, Chris. I don't know why I'm saying it, but I do.
Well, I think it's because you don't want me to be right about this World Series.
What are you talking about? We both picked the Dodgers, didn't we?
No, you picked the Yankees. I mean, you know, you picked them before this series, but I'm saying before the playoffs start.
Wow.
You had Yankees over
I'm
Dodgers.
I'm not picking Tampa Bay to win that. They're not going to win
this series.
No, I know,
but if the Dodgers win, I can say, hey, and I will say, you know that, that I picked them before the playoffs started. So
I'm talking
I get a
about
little
tonight's
bragging rights.
Game and the idea that I can make some cabbage on this.
Put cabbage down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
I told you I changed the way I'm doing business this year. I'm totally committed to making bets. Remember, I used to like always pick games, but I never put any money down.
Yep.
This is the first year. No. I'm in my
budget.
How
you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a plus. Like, you know, my man's holding on to the money in Vegas. I'm in the black. So okay. I'm betting from winnings. You know what I mean? I'm not out anything.
All right. I actually hope you're right and Tampa Bay does win tonight.
To even make a series.
Yes. I would love a seven-game series. Now, obviously,
six
anything
or seven, right. Anything
seven.
Like that. I'm good with that.
I want excitement. I mean, come on. You know, we want a good series. So, anyway, that's about to get underway in a few minutes. But, Rob, we got to go here. All right. The Miami Dolphins. What are they, 3-3? They announced that they will be starting Tua Tagovailoa as their, you know, from here on out. Their top pick. Ryan Fitzpatrick handled the first six games, played well. They were 3-3. And Ryan Fitzpatrick, 37, soon to be, I believe, 38. Year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick is upset. And here's what he had to say about it.
My heart just hurt all day. It was heartbreaking for me. That's the decision and the direction that the organization is going in. And obviously, this eventually was going to happen. Just a matter of kind of when, not if. And it broke my heart yesterday. And, you know, it's a tough thing for me to hear. This profession is interesting in that I got fired yesterday, and then my day of work today consisted of me in Zoom meetings listening to the guy that fired me, and then, you know, locked in a spaced out room, you know, with my replacement for 4 hours today. So there aren't a whole lot of jobs that are like that. This organization and what we've been through the last year and a half. This was kind of the first place other than Buffalo where I just felt fully, you know, committed and invested and felt like it was my team.
I got two words for Ryan Fitzpatrick, Rob.
What's that?
Stop it! Are you nuts? Are you nuts? You're complaining. Now, look, I get it. Everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to start. I have no problem with you being disappointed and hurt and everything he said inside. But publicly, dude, you need to support Tua. That's what you're there for. You're not Tom Brady. You're not Tony Romo. You're not Aaron Rodgers. You're a journeyman. You've been on eight teams. You were brought in as a stopgap. Your team, everybody knew. You even said it. It was going to happen sooner or later. They're playing well. It's time for Tua to get in there. What you need to do is support him. You can say, hey, of course I'm disappointed. I mean, everybody wants to play and wants to start, but we know, you know, Tua's got a great future. And nowadays, you know, they get thrown in a lot earlier, and I'm excited to see what he can do, and I'm going to help him any way I can. That's what you say.
Beyond that,
Rob, let me just say this last thing. We know, too, Rob, you were about to fall off. Okay, you're 3-3. You're talking like you're throwing the ball like Russell Wilson. You had two interceptions in your last game. And if it was against anybody other than the hapless New York Jets, you would have had to pay for those interceptions. So don't act like you were lighting the league on fire because your team is 500. I mean, Fitzpatrick is fine for what he is, but this is out of line, Rob, as far as I'm concerned.
I just think the problem I have is not that he wants to play, as you said.
Right.
Everybody wants to play. You don't get to that level. You know how many guys get to be NFL starting quarterbacks? A handful. I mean, seriously, when you think about 330 million people in this country. So it's a very unique and a job and one that only really gifted people get that opportunity, okay? You could walk this earth, Chris, and not bump into a former NFL quarterback.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's one of those jobs. So I get all of that. But for him to say, I got fired when you're collecting a paycheck as a backup.
Good point.
And I have to listen to the guy who fired me. Dude, this happened. You get demoted. People change all the time. This is not unique or anything. And to put that out there and then say, I'm locked away in the guy who's taking my job away. Just none of that is acceptable. If I'm the Miami Dolphins, I would have cut him after those comments.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. I would have cut him because that is not the stuff that teammates say when a decision is made. Chris, when you are on a team, you sign up, you understand the coach has the final say. You don't dictate. Chris, you played on teams. There were times you should have been playing and somebody else shouldn't have been or whatever.
Right.
And the coach makes the decision. Am I right?
Right.
And you have to accept it. And to go out publicly and make those statements, they just don't help Tua. They sound like sour grapes, and you just said it. This is a journeyman. This is not a guy who won a Super Bowl last year and he can't figure out what's going on. So
right.
You can get anybody else to be a backup quarterback. And if you're the Miami Dolphins, you hope that that guy doesn't have to play a game for the next 10 years. So it doesn't have to be Fitzpatrick, Fitzpunkin, Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him. I would have cut him, Chris. I'm not even kidding you.
That's a strong
statement. I don't want that guy around.
It wasn't a good – what he said was –
Tell me the last time you heard that.
No.
Can you tell me the last time you heard that?
I'll say this. There are times where – and you're right. I can't point to a time where I heard it.
Not for a guy who was a first-round pick who was going to beat up the franchise quarterback.
Right. Well, yeah, because I was going to say, look, are there times a comment like this would be justified? Yeah. Like, let's say the Packers lose their next game and they benched Aaron Rodgers and said, we're going with Jordan Love. Then Aaron Rodgers could say this and much more. It would be justified. If Cam Newton were benched, you know, in New England for one of those, because Jarrett Stidham, then you can say something. This? You didn't know, Ryan? I mean, really? You didn't know? You thought you were the guy?
I don't get
you
that
at all.
You
thought you were going to lead them to the play? I don't. You're right. And look, by all, and Tua said it himself. He's, you know, a great veteran to have on the team with me. He's personable. We're friendly. He helps me. I mean, Tua just sang his praises. And so I don't know if that was just, you know, something you just say or if he really meant it. But I would want to know how Tua feels. Like, because maybe if he's really bringing something to the table, he's a veteran. We know we all know he went to Harvard. He's obviously intelligent. And I think he is an intelligent football player. He's just not, you know, a great one, but he's intelligent. Football player.
I think
he could add some things to Tua, but if Tua's like, yo, you know, I got to wait a room before I cut him, but I'm not mad at you for saying that.
I just don't think that's he could be a smart guy in Harvard and all that, Chris. That's not what you say when you're giving up the job to a franchise quarterback. I'm sorry.
There's no defending it.
This is not like two backups who are on a team and there's a main guy who got hurt, Chris, and now they pick one backup journeyman over you, and you can make a case that I'm better than that guy and I should be playing, okay? That's one thing.
Trubisky didn't even say this when they benched him
before.
Thank
you. And he was a pick of the Bears and was supposed to be their quarterback of the future. I can't remember a quarterback going in on a first-round pick.
Foles didn't say this when he lost his job to Wentz after leading him to a Super Bowl. And granted, he's not as good as Wentz. But
he
still,
knows what his,
he
knows
been
what his
like,
spot was.
I led him to a Super Bowl.
Right.
You know what I mean? He could have tried to play that card. Rob, we talked about this. We had just started our show, right? And Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, whatever you want to call him, was lighting it up in Tampa Bay, right? And Jameis Winston's hurt.
Yeah.
And Fitzpatrick's throwing for 400 yards every game.
It looked great,
right? And we're watching a game on the air, and he throws three interceptions in the game. Benched at halftime, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
This is who you are. You're not 22, 25. Your track record is clear. And we're not, like you said, right? It's not about him being upset. We get it. But this was wrong. I'm shocked that he came out and said this. Absolutely.
I'm telling
shocked.
You, and that's why I said that if I was Miami, he sounds like he might be a cancer on the team. And because that's not what you say, Chris. You could be disappointed. You're all that talking about I'm in the same room with the guy who fired me. I got fired. You didn't get fired.
Right, exactly. He
got fired, Chris. Did he get fired?
No, he's still getting paid. When you get fired, you don't get paid.
Right.
Or at least, I mean, you know, in most professions. So, no, he and then to say it the way he did, like, and then I had to sit
be
next
locked
to the
in
guy
the room.
That
right.
took my job. Like, dude, like, again, you didn't know? And Ryan, you're 3-3. And you're not on a Pro Bowl pace?